You are listening to The Repository. Hearing this show, you might be tempted to think things have gone terribly wrong. However, a wise man once said, even a stop clock is right twice a day. How is that for some insightful wisdom?
Lesson 20, the 20th lesson, at the tobacconist. If anybody were to ask me which shop windows I found the most interesting in London, I should find it very hard to answer. My wife, I know, would be all in favour of the drapers, the milliners, and the jewellers. My eldest son would be all for the sports shops with their golf clubs, tennis rackets, cricket bats, and football. The children would vote for the toy shops. And I, well, I must confess to a weakness for the tobacconist's window. Not that I smoke a lot, but there's something fascinating about seeing the neat little piles of different coloured tobaccos, the beautifully polished briar pipes, the attractive boxes of cigars and cigarettes. If you smoke a pipe, you have the choice of dozens of excellent brands of pipe tobacco. If you are fond of cigars, then you can get them at any price you care to pay. And if you prefer cigarettes, then you may have Virginian, Turkish, or Egyptian, whichever you like. Virginian cigarettes are, of course, those made of American tobacco. Matches are good and cheap, and you'll find all kinds of articles for smokers, such as tobacco pouches, cigar and cigarette cases and holders, lighters, and so on, in every tobacconist's window. Many tobacconists, especially in the suburbs, are at the same time newsagents, stationers, and booksellers, so that you can also buy books, magazines, newspapers, picture postcards, and other stationery, notepaper, envelopes, and so on.
You recommend me some pipe tobacco?
Certainly, sir. Mild, medium, or full strength?
Medium, please.
I have a very good mixture of my own. Would you care to try it?
How much is it?
It's a shilling an ounce, sir, and very cheap at the price. I just keep it for my regular customers.
Well, give me 2 ounces, please.
Have you a pouch, sir, or shall I pack it up?
Put 1 ounce in the pouch and pack the other. Thank you.
Anything further, sir?
Yes. Let me have a box of 50 cigarettes.
Virginian or Turkish, sir?
Turkish, please.
Now, this is a very good cigarette, sir. I think you'll like it. 6 shillings for 50.
All right. Give me 50. And let me have some matches, too.
Yes, sir. One box?
Yes, one box. How much is that altogether?
Let me see, that's 2 shillings, 8 shillings, 8 and a penny in all, sir. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
do not understand.
This is way beyond anything that we can absorb.
Thank you.
wants to lie there and listen.
You are listening to The Repository. I may have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. In fact, I wasn't born as much as coded. My mother was a 1 and my father was a 0. At least, that's what mother always told him.
I'm gonna go.
Ha 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 ha
You are listening to The Repository. I am sometimes asked, how do you keep up such a grueling pace? My stock answer is, I fortify myself with a beer and a bum, and it's showtime.
The Synthesis of Music, an exploration of the world of musical sound, introducing the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer, a system capable of creating any sound which has ever been produced and any sound that may be imagined by the human mind. Except for the voice of the narrator, all the sounds you will hear were produced with the RCA Electronic Music Synthesizer. No musical instruments were used, and no players performed. All the musical sounds you will hear are synthesized sounds. How has it become possible for us to create all musical sounds by electronic means? The answer lies in the nature of sound as a combination of clearly defined physical characteristics which are shared by all musical tones or effects. Let's look at them one by one. The first of these characteristics is frequency, the number of vibrations per second of the sound waves striking our ears. This property of sound, which we hear as pitch, gives our musical tones their names. For example, a tone with a frequency of 440 cycles per second is called A, the pitch to which most orchestras are tuned. If we change the frequency, we also change the pitch. By increasing it to 523 cycles per second, we hear C sub 5, which is the fifth C starting from the left on the piano keyboard. Doubling this to 1046 cycles per second, we rise an octave to C sub 6. Doubling this twice more to 4,186 cycles per second, we reach C sub 8, which forms the highest note on the piano. Few instruments besides the organ and the piccolo can produce fundamental tones higher than this. But let's double our frequency again to 8,372 cycles per second. The tone is C sub 9. But to reproduce this, good equipment is required. Frequencies in this region are important, principally, in the establishment of the overtone structure. We shall return to overtones in a moment. First, let's follow the frequency into the lower range. The familiar middle C also denoted by C4 as a frequency of 261 cycles per second. Each time we cut frequency in half, we drop one octave. Thus, 130 cycles per second gives us C3. And at 65 cycles per second, C2. A frequency of 32 cycles per second gives us the lowest C on the piano, C1. A pure tone of this frequency is so deep that it is difficult to reproduce. But often we do hear a recorded tone this deep, even over a limited system. The reason is that most musical instruments produce not only the fundamental, but also the overtones which were mentioned a moment ago. If such overtones are harmonics, the ear can identify the fundamental tone even if it is not heard by itself. Let us listen to a very pure tone of 32 cycles per second. Now the same tone again, with the same intensity, but with harmonics added. Harmonics not only make the low notes more audible, they also have the important function of determining the quality of musical sounds. To illustrate, let's listen to a succession of notes without overtones. Now here they are again, this time with overtones. By electronic means, it is possible to generate an infinite variety of overtone structures and therefore an unlimited number of different sounds. Middle C, with all its overtones, sounds like this. But if we emphasize the overtones in the region of 500 and 800 cycles per second, it sounds like this. And emphasis on the overtones in the region of 1,700 and 3,000 cycles per second produces an effect like this. It is possible to go on indefinitely, demonstrating that overtones give their individual character to most musical sounds. But let's move on to another important physical characteristic. That is the envelope of a tone, a technical term that includes the growth of a tone to its full intensity, the duration of its life, and its decay. Taking the same note with which we have been working, the middle C, we find that slow growth, long duration, and slow decay give it a sound like this. When growth and decay are both rapid, it sounds like this. Now, let's give it a rapid growth and immediate slow decay. And again, a rapid growth and immediate fast decay. Another physical characteristic of all musical sound is intensity, measured by the engineer in decibels and perceived as loudness. An increase of 1 decibel means an increase of about 20% in intensity. Let's listen to our middle C as it goes through an increase of intensity of 2 decibels. Again. As you can hear, 2 decibels is a very small increase. Let's do it again, this time with an increase of 10 decibels, which means a tenfold increase in intensity or power. And again. All of these characteristics, frequency, overtone structure, growth, duration, decay, and intensity, are basic to all musical sound. But this is not quite the end of the story, because there are more properties for which we must provide if we are to achieve every musical effect. Here is an example of portamento, a glide in frequency from one tone to another, which we associate with the slide trombone, certain string instruments, and the human voice. Now, a vibrato or tremulo can be predetermined and added at will, like this. Or it can be made to fit each individual tone and may include variations of intensity, frequency, and timbre, like this. Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository. I have half a mind to lend you some of my wit. Would that make me a half-wit? Don't answer that question.
Read. It gives power to the faint.
Uh-oh.
generous.
It's a big thing. It's a small thing.
No,
you don't want me to call you kind.
Okay. I may blow up at...
Tell me all about...
Hear me.
Not a
private individual.
And I had never seen him in that chair before. Always in the kitchen or dining room or some other place.
And the hot weather will continue over the plains with highs reaching...
A major lightning storm.
It's a small thing. It's a big thing. It's a small thing.
you take away man's novels, his poems, if you take away his drawing and painting, if you forget about his theater and movies, if you take away man's music, if you take away his crafts, if you take away all his arts, you just might find man up a tree. Take time to stop, look, and listen. Art is for man's sake.